It'll never get back to normal. We just had to redefine what normal is.
Frank DeAngelis was principal at Columbine High School in Colorado when 13 people were killed by two students in 1999. He came to Chardon last week to offer his thoughts on how a school and community move forward after a shooting.
Unfortunately, you're part of a club that no one wants to be a member, but you need to know that you're not in this alone.
The club he's referring to includes his school, plus Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut, Virginia Tech, and for the last 2 years, Chardon High School. On February 27, 2012, Demetrius Hewlin, Daniel Parmator, and Russell King Jr. were in the cafeteria when classmate T.J. Lane walked in, shot, and killed them. He also wounded Nick Walczak, who's permanently paralyzed. And Joy Rickers and Nate Mueller had minor injuries. Nate's father, Lou, still finds it difficult to talk about and says his son is still in counseling.
It's still necessary. You know, you think you're good, and then something happens, and for no apparent reason, you react, and you kind of start all over again. So it's going to take time, and that's what counselors say, and it's the new normal.
The new normal in both Columbine and Chardon includes increased counseling for all students. Chardon principal Andy Fetchick says his school has always been friendly, but since the shooting...
We do have two full-time social-emotional counselors that are here. They've been terrific. They work with all 1,100 of our students. There isn't just a focus on, you know, 20 students or 50 students that need help, but they've really worked with everyone, and they've become ingrained part of our culture, part of our staff. I want every kid to be able to graduate from Chardon High School feeling that there was at least one staff person that they were able to talk to and have a relationship with.
Kent State clinical psychology professor Corinne Koifman says it's important for students to have an outlet if they're feeling overwhelmed, ostracized, or just generally unhappy.
People handle these things in many different ways, and there really isn't any evidence that there's a right way. It really has to do a lot with the culture and the culture of the school and a culture of trust and respect. This depends a lot on the unique culture of that school.
Principal Fetchick says Chardon has made changes in security, too, following internal and external audits.
We work very closely with Chardon Police Department and the Geauga County Sheriff. We do have a school resource officer who's here. We now have a consistent door locking system. We've upgraded our security camera system.
One thing the school does not have is metal detectors. Neither does Columbine. Principal DeAngelis explains why.
Because they would have shot the people that were manning the metal detectors.
Chardon senior Kaylin Hill says communication has improved all around in her school, but it was always open to begin with. She wants her town and school to avoid the negative labels many attributed to Columbine in the years after the shooting there.
Chardon has definitely always been a different community. Because people will come into Chardon and they'll be like, why are you guys so nice to each other? It's not a school that you go into and you feel like you don't want to be there. You want to be at Chardon. You know, you want to be on the square. You know, you want to be eating maple stirs with your family. It's just, I don't know. I go to different high schools and I don't get the same vibe from them.
Hill says she's bonded with students who've been through a similar situation, such as those at Virginia Tech, where a student killed 32 people in 2007. This fall, Hill will be headed to college, ready to face a freshman year majoring in psychology at Virginia Tech. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kabir Bhatia.